cake. Watching the sun. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Knuckleheads. I am Ryan. I'm going solo today. But this is our Jimmy Buffett special, and the good thing about that is you won't have to hear me talk much. This is all about you guys and the fun we had out of Jimmy Buffett. So basically, to paint a picture, we set up a table out at the Jimmy Buffett tailgate, and a lot of the passerbys got involved and played our game. And then we took it out to the field and did a portable mic where we visited people's tailgates, and we had a great time. If you haven't been to a Buffett concert before, highly recommended. It's an atmosphere like no other, and just a fun-loving, great vibe out there. So that being said, let's jump right into it with our first few contestants.
Okay, we got our first contestant in the Family Feud game.
We got Sam from the Parrot Head Club. Sam, how you doing? Woo,
doing great. How y'all doing?
Excellent, my friend.
Glad to have you, Sam.
My pleasure.
Here's how it works. We got five quick questions for you, kind of Family Feud style.
Okay.
The real mob, just name the first thing comes to your head when you ask you these questions, okay? We got the timer ready, Milo.
I'm ready to go.
30 seconds on the clock.
30 seconds.
First question, name an animal with three letters in its name.
Ape.
Well done.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
Six.
Give me another term used for wife.
Caucasian.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy.
Name something you squeeze.
My wife.
Yeah, Sam.
Right.
I love
Thank
it.
You, Sam.
Captain Coconuts, where are you from, sir? And what's your name?
I'm from Peoria, Arizona.
You got 30 seconds. We're going to ask you some questions. First thing that comes to your head.
I'm half drunk here. Come on.
That's only half? We need more than half, buddy. You got to bring more than half if you're coming on this
later.
Show.
Come back later. He's not ready.
Okay, we got the clock ready.
Clock is ready.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Cat.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
Seven.
Give me another term used for wife.
Biatch.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
I'm
Quickly.
Still hooked up on the bitch thing.
you can go with bitch.
So are we.
Scarecrow.
Name something you squeeze.
Brigo melons.
Atta baby.
Time!
Good work. Thank you, Billy.
I did good.
You did great. Okay.
Sir, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Dave from Prescott, Arizona.
All right, Dave, we got a Prescott guy in the house. This is going to get really good.
Welcome,
now.
Dave. Okay, Dave, name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Who the hell knows?
Okay.
No.
Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
Oh, what their mother looks like.
Good point, sir.
Who discovered electricity?
Discovered? That'd be Benjamin Franklin.
Name something people are addicted to.
Jimmy Buffett.
Anna, babe. If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
Oh, my God. Let's see. It'd be... Knuckly.
God's a good answer.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good work.
My name is Tracy, and I'm from Prescott, Arizona.
Tracy from Prescott. Welcome.
Thank
two people
you.
In a row from Prescott. How many people you got up there?
Well,
more
the
than
other
three?
One was my husband.
Oh, okay. All right. There's well, he gave two? Some good answers.
Yeah, there's only two of us.
Oh, okay.
First question. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Elk.
During
she
what?
She is from Prescott.
During
she
what?
She is.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
Oh, it depends on what woman it is.
All right.
That's a good answer. Move on.
Three. Give me another term used for wife.
Spouse.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Munchkins.
Name something you squeeze.
I thought we were going to get through this clean. We lost you on the last one. We lose her on the squeeze.
Testicle.
Yeah. She is from Prescott. All right, next contestant. Name and where are you from?
Danielle, Scottsdale.
Danielle from Scottsdale. Welcome to the Knuckleheads. We appreciate you being here.
a liar.
Okay, first question. Timer ready. Name.
She's got pink hair.
She does have pink hair. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Cat.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
I don't know. I'm not pregnant.
We didn't mean you.
Well, I'm just saying, I have no idea. I've never been pregnant before.
Okay, give me another term used for wife.
Sandwich maker? I'm really good at that.
Yeah. I'm
just saying.
Name something you squeeze.
Come on, Danielle, name something you squeeze.
Boob?
What do you want to squeeze there, Danielle?
If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
A what? An
if there was
dwarf?
An eighth dwarf. Dwarf?
Fabio. I don't know.
All right.
Fabio works.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Scooter joining us.
Somehow I feel you're dedicated.
What's up, Scooter?
What's up?
Timer's ready.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Owl.
You need way more beer, buddy.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
Sixth.
Said April.
Give me another term used for wife.
Come on, Scooter!
I don't have one! What the hell?
Hooker's good.
Future alimony payment.
There you go.
Nice.
Child support.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy.
Name something you squeeze.
Tits. Boobs.
All right.
Well done, Scooter. Dennis
is
our next contestant.
Yes.
Dennis, where are you from?
Phoenix.
You're from Phoenix.
All right, we got another local.
Local. I'm a local.
Okay, here we go. You ready, Dennis?
Go ahead, fire away.
If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
Stumpy.
I like it.
Name a game that is played in the dark.
Hide the salami.
Yes.
Hi.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Okay, we'll pass on that one.
Give me another term used for wife.
Don't say the B word.
What do you mean? You said money.
Yeah. How much is it worth?
Another term for wife?
Yeah.
Money sucker.
Yes.
Last one. Name something you squeeze.
Oh, women.
Atta baby. I like it. Very nice work.
Alrighty, and the next contestant is?
Judy.
Judy, where are you from?
I'm from Gilbert, Arizona.
Give me another term that's used occasionally for wife.
Bitch.
Name a part of the body that starts with the letter N.
Nipple.
No. Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
How big it is.
Inches.
Oh, Mom.
Name something people are addicted to.
Margaritas.
Please tell me a game that's played in the dark.
Who's in my mouth?
By the way, that's a Dane Cook fan in the house. Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Nipples.
Nipples again, back at it.
You have more than two nipples?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait.
Other than a bird, name something that lives in a cage.
Nipples. A parrot.
Okay, so that's some of the people that came to us at our tent. And then we decided to go mobile. We took the mic on the road. We went out amongst the tailgaters and found some really funny people. And starting here with our first interviewee, self-proclaimed Bob from Burnt Scrotum, New Mexico. Apparently, he's originally from Nicaragua.
I'm from Nicaragua, but my family was here 112 years ago, but I'm leaving, going back to Nicaragua to sell drugs. It's cash, it's good.
Right.
And
good benefits?
Oh, well, you don't need benefits if you have enough cash. You're not listening to me.
Okay.
He's not listening.
All right, sorry,
what
sorry.
You want. You pillage. I don't have a gun. You're not a gun guy. I have a machete.
Right.
Okay, so you just chop that shit.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, you're okay. Just, I'm going to ask you a couple questions real quick. Tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Bob Lascanza from Burnt Scrotum, New Mexico.
Love this guy.
Okay.
We're looking for you all night.
Oh.
Family
I've been right here, just so you
know. Okay, I'm just going to ask you, first thing comes top of your head, okay?
Okay.
Who discovered lightning?
Jesus.
Name something you squeeze.
My wife's ass.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Herpes.
What is the president's first name?
John. Nobama. Nibama. Nipples.
All right. Name a food. Name a food that has a hole in it.
My wife's vagina.
Wow, man. Answer of the night.
Here we go. And name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nice asshole.
Not where I thought you were going with that, but that's all right. Thank you very much. That's what we needed. Perfect.
Okay, you're welcome. Come back anytime.
So after we were done with Bob, we went on and we were having so much fun. We ended up interviewing almost 40 people just on the tailgate. So I can't play them all for you, but here are a lot of the funny stuff and some of the best answers we got in the night.
All right, so next we got
Jim.
Jim, where are you from, sir?
Blythe, Arizona.
Blythe? This is going to be great, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is from Blythe. There's like six people from Blythe. All right, Jim, we're going to ask you a series of questions. We just need the first thing that pops in your head. Can you help us out?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Tell me when the timer's set.
Set.
Begin.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to show?
Well, not July. That's stupid. That's a stupid question. That's a stupid answer. I'd say more like May.
Give me another term for used for wife.
Other girlfriend.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
I guess my knee.
Name something a woman should know about her husband before they get married.
Whether he can lick his eyebrow with his tongue.
Who discovered lightning?
Wasn't it that guy with the kite?
Name, electricity?
Name something people are addicted to.
Jimmy Buffett.
If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
Spooky.
Name a game that's played in the dark.
Sex.
Nick, Phoenix.
All right, here we go. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
New.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, correct. I love it. Name something you squeeze.
My nads.
My name's Terry. I am from Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
During which month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
About the fifth.
All right. Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nipple.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Pubic hairs.
Bing, bing, bing.
What is the president's first name?
President of what? Of the country? Who is a president? The president's first name? I voted for Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
Yeah. Jimmy.
So Jimmy, right?
Jimmy.
Name something you squeeze.
Oh, down there all the time.
Who discovered lightning?
Well, when I squeeze really hard, I discovered it.
Give me the name of a food that has a hole in it.
A noodle.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Am I wrong?
No, all the answers are right.
Thank you very much.
All right, tell me your name and where you're from.
My name's Craig Colby from Snohomish, Washington.
Name something you squeeze.
Oh my God, an orange.
Yeah. Who discovered lightning?
That Thomas guy.
Name a part.
Man guy.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
N, nipple.
Give me another term used for wife.
Where's this going? That starts with a B, but I'm gonna. the woman I love. Okay, sorry.
All right, what is the president's first name?
Abraham.
All right, and name the vice president.
I was going to say Gore, but he ain't in there, Momar. I can't remember his name at this point. You know, like from anyway, I can't remember.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Mike the Hot Sauce Guru.
He's got a website, he said.
I'm Dane.
What's your website?
HotSauceGuru.com.
I'm Dane.
Dane, and what's your website?
I don't have one. I'm Dane.
TheDane.com.
All right.
No. It honestly, it won't get you anywhere.
So,
all right, give me a body part that begins with the letter N.
My knee begins with the letter N, and I'm here partying it up, drinking my face off. No spicy food around, but we're having a good time.
And tell me your name and where you're from.
Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Say that again.
Pascagoula, Mississippi.
No, and what's your name?
Cynthia Heathcole.
Cynthia. All right, you ready? Yep. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Oh, shit.
Wrong.
Lion.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant?
8 months.
Give me another term used for wife.
Old lady.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, God.
God is not in Wizard
of Oz. God
is not in The Wizard of Oz.
Pass.
What's something a woman should know about a man before they get married?
Not faithful. I don't know.
Other than a bird, name something that lives in a cage.
Parakeet.
All right, what's your name and where are you from?
Trish, Denver, Colorado.
Name something you squeeze.
Boobs.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nargas.
I'm not sure. Okay. Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
Penis size is exactly what I was thinking, but I was going to say it differently.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say dick size.
All right. Thank you for clarifying. If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
Krabby.
Name a game that is played in the dark.
7 minutes in heaven. That's
the best one. Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Breasts.
Interesting. Name the vice president.
Damn you.
Name the vice president.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know it.
That's not his name. Very nice. Thank you very much. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is The Benji, and I am from Phoenix, Arizona.
Give me a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nuts.
Who discovered lightning?
God.
Jesus.
Give me a food that has a hole in it.
My dick.
On that note, name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
How much money is
what I just said, it's tiny. It's tiny. My Peter is small.
That will be immortalized forever for everybody.
George from Sacramento, California.
Give me another term for wife.
Old lady.
Name something you squeeze.
Titties.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Testicles.
If there was an eighth dwarf, what would his name be?
Cocky.
All right, so tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Greg. I'm from Santan Valley, Arizona.
Give me another term used for wife.
Ball and chain.
Name something you squeeze.
Breasts.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
M?
N.
N. Nipple.
Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
His shitting happens.
Name the vice president.
Al Gore.
It's your birthday today, Teresa?
It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday. Where are you from?
I am from Bettendorf, Iowa, part of the QCA.
Name something you squeeze.
Boobies.
My husband's penis.
Give me the name of a food that has a hole in it.
Pasta.
Other than a bird, name something that lives in a cage.
My dog?
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Navel.
Navel, that's the first of the day.
Roland, sir, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin, where are you from, sir?
I am from Illinois.
Illinois, we got a big game coming up. I'm from Wisconsin.
Rock on.
We got a big game coming up, Big Ten.
Bring it.
All right, let's do this. You ready?
Yeah.
You heard the answers, right?
No.
All right. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Sex.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to show?
July.
Give me another term used for wife.
Ho.
Name a character in The Wizard of Oz.
Bitch.
Name something you squeeze.
My dick.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nipple.
Negro pole.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Dicks.
What is the name of the vice president?
Dick Cheney.
Other than a bird, name something that lives in a cage.
A bear cub.
All right, tell me your name and where you're from.
Surprise, Arizona.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. What is the president's first name?
Obama. Or Barack. Barack. Barack.
Name the vice president.
I don't know the vice president.
He's stupid. Oh,
sorry, no girls allowed.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's only?
All right. Tell me your name and where you're from.
Lori Brown from Chandler, Arizona. That's not
right. Name something you squeeze.
Ben's wiener.
Give me another term used for wife.
Property.
Give me a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nipples.
Name a game that is played in the dark.
Sex. Seven seconds in heaven.
Give me a food that has more than two holes in it.
A food that what?
Has more than two holes in it.
Whole wheat.
That is strong.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's all I got. That's
okay,
My name is Bill Smith. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Give me another term used for wife.
I have no idea. Oh, that's bad. Slave.
Name a character from The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy.
Name something you squeeze.
Charmin.
Yeah, good answer.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's it.
What's your name and where are you from?
Erica from New Hampshire.
All right. Give me the name of something you squeeze.
Penises.
Give me the name of a body part you have more than two of.
Elbows.
All right. What is the first name of the president?
Jack.
Name somebody who has attitude.
I do.
I thought that would be the answer. What is your name and where are you from?
Kim. From California.
Give me a body part that starts with the letter N.
Nipple.
What is something that you squeeze?
A penis.
What is the first name of the president?
Obama.
Our next contestant would be?
Michelle.
Michelle, sweetheart, where are you from?
I am from Phoenix, Arizona, originally from New Jersey.
Give me another term used for wife.
Bitch.
Name something you squeeze.
A wiener.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Neck.
Name something women should know about a man before they get married.
How much money they make.
What's your name and where are you from?
Luke from Peoria, Arizona.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
N? Knee.
All right. Name something you squeeze.
Boobies.
What is the name of our vice president?
Oh, my. What?
Biden.
What's the first name of our president?
Obama, Barack.
Oh, we're going to keep rolling. All right. Who discovered lightning?
Thomas Edison.
Edis Madison.
During which month of pregnancy does a woman start to show?
First month.
I've had three kids.
Ouch. No, all right, I got one more. All right. Name a part
the
of the...
boobs got bigger.
Name a part of the body that you have more than two of.
My testicles? I got three. No, I do. I got three.
Oh, I don't believe you.
All right, what's your name, ma'am?
Melissa.
Melissa, and where are you from?
Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, right. Arizona.
Welcome. Thanks for stopping by. Name something you squeeze.
A boob?
Name a body part that begins with the letter N.
Knuckle? No.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Eyes? No, fingers.
All right, next we have Tammy, I believe.
Yes.
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N.
Nipple.
Yes. Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
How much he's worth.
Whoa! Name something people are addicted to.
Say that again.
Name something people are addicted to.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah! Hey, what's your name?
Melissa.
And where are you from?
Here.
Where's here?
Phoenix, Arizona.
She's from the Jimmy Buffett
She's
concert.
From the Jimmy Buffett concert.
Jimmy Buffett! Woo!
Okay. Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
How many girls he's been with?
Okay. Name a part of your body that begins with the letter N.
Knuckles. Oh!
I'm Marina Rist, and I'm from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. First time to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
All right. Welcome.
I don't know
welcome.
What to expect.
Name something you squeeze.
A booby.
Yes.
Name something people are addicted to.
Drugs.
Boobs. All right, we got our next contestant. What's your name, ma'am?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, where are you from?
Like Feliz Navidad?
I'm from Indiana.
First question, give me another term used for wife.
Oh, shit.
Ho's good.
Ho. Name something you squeeze.
Sorry, honey.
Boobs.
Name something people are addicted to.
Sex.
Boobs. Name something that your body has more than two of.
Boobs.
You have more than two boobs?
My name is Betsy from Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, Massachusetts
Betsy from
in the
Boston,
house.
Boston, Mass.
Okay, here we go. First question, name something a woman should know about a man before they get married.
The size of his, yeah.
His junk?
Name a part of the body that begins with the letter N. They're not hard.
Me.
If they're... Maybe it was hard.
Next contestant is...
Kenny.
Kenny, where are you from, sir?
I'm from here in Phoenix.
Right here in Phoenix.
Name something you squeeze.
Boobs.
Name something on your body that you have more than two of.
Tits.
Nipple. No.
He's got three nipples, folks.
He's got three tits.
I do.
First try nipple of the night.
He just showed us he really does have three nipples.
Okay, so all in all, just some a real fun night with a lot of great people. So let's go over some of my favorite answers. The animal with three letters in his name. My two favorites were new, which caught me off guard. Actually, it's GNU, new, amazing that someone would think of that so quickly. And lion, also another great answer for a three-letter animal. During what month of pregnancy does a woman start to look pregnant? I think we have a tie. Between July and May. Another term used for wife. Number one, definitely sandwich maker. Not even close, actually. That was the best answer. Name something you squeeze. That was really such an obvious question. Everyone said boobs or testicles, depending on who we're interviewing. I like the breastises as my favorite. Body parts that begin with the letter N. We got very few of the word of the nose, which would seem to be the obvious one. We got more knees and knuckles than nose. And we got one nagas. I don't even know what she said. Name something a woman should know about a man before they get married. Jim from Blythe gave the best answer there. It was whether he can lick his eyebrow with his tongue. And then the Benji says, my peener is tiny to that question, which got a laugh. For the who discovered lightning question, we got a lot of different answers. But my favorite was someone said Edis Pedersen as the answer, which was really hilarious at the time. Name something people are addicted to. Of course, the hot sauce guru answered hot sauce. For the eighth dwarf, we got a spooky and a cocky. I think we're probably neck and neck there. Game played in the dark. My personal favorite was Who's in My Mouth, which is the old Dane Cook joke, but that was a really quick thinking there. Hide the Salami, another good one. 7 Minutes in Heaven, we got a lot. Name something on your body that you have more than two of. This one was easily my favorite answer, was herpes. Name the vice president. Most people didn't know, but we got a lot of Al Gores on that one. And this one was great. Other than a bird, name something that lives in a cage. We got our number one answer was parrot by far. What is our current president's first name? Abraham. Name a food with a whole wheat. That one got a huge laugh. There was probably 30 people standing around us when we did that one. That one got a big laugh. And a body part with more than two of a body part. And someone said elbows, which I thought was classic also. So there was a ton of great, great individual answers to those questions. A lot of funny moments. But for the overall body of work, we're going to have to go with Jim from Blythe. You win the gift card, buddy. You were unflappable, and we've sent you an email. So congratulations, Jim from Blythe. I really want to thank everyone who participated. We had a really great time out there, met a lot of cool people, and just had a really fun time. So thank you all who participated. We put some of our content up on Facebook, where you can view pictures and some other stuff. That's at facebook.com/theknuckleheadspodcast. So come see us there. Like us. We would appreciate that. We're also on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the podcast. You just go on iTunes, search The Knuckleheads. Under podcast, we should be the first one you see. So subscribe, and you'll get updated whenever you sync your devices there. And you can email us at theknuckleheads@yahoo.com. So we're going to end the show this week from a little girl we met at the tailgate. Her name's Alyssa from Goodyear. She's going to sing us out with a little Buffett. So again, thanks for everybody's support with the Knuckleheads. And that does it for this week. See ya. Chip it.
I am Alyssa Marie Buter, and I'm from Goodyear.
From Goodyear. What did you want to say?
I wanted to sing Friends to the Left.
Okay. Give me a song.
Friends to the left, friends to the right. You're the only girl in town.
That's so great. Thank you so much.